Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, a new way to keep your teen safer as they grow, like making sure they always have their seatbelt on.
All right, sweetie pie, buckle up. Good job.
Or ring the bell on their bike.
Okay, kid, give it a try. Nice.
Or remember their elbow pads.
Knees too, okay? Yep, there you go.
New Instagram Teen Accounts. Automatic protections for who can contact your teen and the content they can see.
Lowe's knows that your business is built on speed and trust. That's why the Lowe's Pro Desk is here to get you what you need the moment you need it. We'll help you plan your project, calculate your materials, and pivot when your job takes an unexpected turn. And with our pro-only checkout and dedicated pro parking, you have what you need to tackle your job and be back on the job in no time. Just visit us at the Pro Desk. Lowe's knows pros. We help. You save.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
It is News Talk. It's the Pat Kenny Show. It's Anton in for Pat. The Psychiatric Nurses Association is set to begin a work to rule today. The action comes as a long-running dispute over staffing level continues. The PNA, along with the INMO and others, are set to meet with the Workplace Relations Committee this week in an effort to resolve the dispute. The PNA will not provide a number of non-clinical services as part of the indefinite measure. And the Work to Rule is instituted, as the PNA states that, quote, staffing in mental health services has been reduced to unsustainable levels. Joining us this morning is Peter Hughes, who is General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Anton.
Peter, staffing in mental health services reduced to unsustainable levels. What does that mean in real terms?
I suppose to put it in context, the HSC last in November 2023 imposed an embargo on recruitment. We sought an exemption for psychiatric nurses because there was over 700 vacant posts. The embargo was replaced in July by what's called the pay and numbers strategy. And it's a blunt instrument because it says whatever staff you had on duty on the 31st of December 2023 was your staffing levels. We had over 700 vacancies at that time. So effectively, the pay and number strategy is wiping out the 700 posts. And we cannot accept that. And we need the HSE to confirm that these posts are not lost. The other part then of the pay and number strategy is the restrictive recruitment process, which is very cumbersome, inefficient. And I can give you an example. CAM's Lindara service has often been in the news, and they got a derogation to recruit 14 nurses going back to May last year. All the interviews were done. The whole process was complete, Garda clearance, etc., all paperwork, awaiting a contract. And today, they still do not have a contract.
And what does that translate into then in the experience of your members working in the psychiatric services?
There's a huge reliance on overtime and agency. Huge. That is how all the gaps have been filled. It's poor governance. A number of those posts in Lindara that I'm speaking about were governance posts, were management posts, and some senior clinical posts as well. So you're affecting the governance, you're impacting on the quality of the delivery of care. A Garda dispute is really about in the interest of maintaining services, basic services at that, and to further develop mental health services in line with the government's own policy sharing division, which if the pay and number strategy is not going to be adapted, the government can forget about sharing the vision policy. There will be no development. Or if there is some development, there will be closures in other areas. It is really going to restrict the delivery of mental health services.
Now, what you describe, Peter, may be economically inefficient from the government's perspective, but you say that it is mostly being delivered through agency workers and overtime. That does mean, I assume, that service is still being delivered, no?
The services are being delivered, but I suppose our members, this has been ongoing for a number of years, like recruitment retention issues, and our members are just getting fed up. They're getting tired. They're burned out. And you can only tolerate that amount of overtime for so long. It's so it's their morale is low, and on a day-to-day basis, you're not too sure how many staff you will have on duty. There is a curtailment in community services because of the shortages, but the services with residential services need to be staffed fully, but that doesn't always happen either, even with the overtime and agency.
So the work to rule will consist of what?
The work to rule really is the withdrawal of goodwill in carrying out tasks which are not part of the core nursing role. And we're also will not be participating in non-mandatory training and non-clinical meetings.
So, I mean, can you give me an example of what a non-clinical meeting is or a non-essential role is?
Well, not essential role, but non-core nursing. We will not be answering phones, not facilitating groups outside of working hours, not filling out non-clinical forms, those type of things.
And though they obviously don't directly impact on patient service, one assumes that that will indirectly impact fairly significantly.
Well, I would say that ultimately the goal here is to get the staffing levels that will provide a robust service for the patient into the future and for the developmental health services. And whilst the industrial action has gone on, as in the work to rule, the nurses actually will be freed up more to engage with the patients because they won't be spending time at non-mandatory training, answering phones and filling out non-clinical forms.
The normal response of HSE and government to these kind of actions is to recommend the use of the labour relations mechanisms of the state. How far have you exhausted that process?
We have been in the WRC for over 6 months and we came to an impasse last month in February that the management team that we were engaged with did not have the decision-making authorities to deal with our remaining concerns, which were what I'm after outlining, the loss of 700 odd posts and the restrictive recruitment process. They're the main issues. We don't even have an assurance at this stage that all the nursing graduates that would qualify in September, October of this year are guaranteed a job, which has been the case heretofore for the last 3 to 4 years.
So, in other words,
we have a governance issue as well.
But sorry, just so I'm clear, Peter, does that mean then that the negotiating counterparty that you are dealing with doesn't have the capacity to gift what you want? It is an overarching HSE or Department of Health recruitment policy. Is that it?
It's the HSE we're dealing with. But what we're looking for, we are back in the WRC tomorrow. We were out of there for the last 4 weeks, but we need meaningful engagement in the WRC, and we need decision makers, senior HSE staff who are going to make the decisions whether they're going to confirm that those 700 posts are not lost, which include posts in the community, the key clinical posts and other key managerial posts, and that the restrictive inefficient recruitment process is adapted. It takes over 20 steps to recruit someone. And I think the example I gave of the CAM services, 9 months, and they still have not got a contract.
But in essence, then, what you're saying to the HSE, what you're saying at the heart of this is that the HSE has to effectively hire 700 more nurses. Is that it?
They have to acknowledge that there is 700 vacancies. They are not going to get 700 nurses at the moment, but certainly they need to be saying that all the graduates are guaranteed positions come October, and they need to be embarking on a very robust recruitment and retention process to encourage people to work for the HSE, because the private sector are out there too, and they're given better terms and conditions. And particularly graduates need to know early that they are guaranteed a job. And if people are having to wait for 9 months to get recruited, they're going to look out, sir.
Have you done the maths on what the cost would be to the HSE to fill 700 nursing positions?
Well, what I would say, I haven't done the detailed cost, but I would say what they're spending on overtime in the agency is a lot dearer than it would be to recruit.
because all 700 of the what you regard as the absences are being covered through agency? All 700?
Well, some are, because they obviously can't get enough people at times, and sometimes, as I said, there's redeployment of staff from the community sometimes into approved centres. So, but if the 700 posts were filled, there would be a very minimal overtime budget.
You say that you're back across the table tomorrow. If you don't get a meaningful result in your terms from that, what's the plan in terms of duration in respect of the work to rule?
The work to rule at present is phase one. We have a number of other phases. And one of our phases is the total withdrawal of goodwill, which would be our members not making themselves available to do overtime. And that the HSE would have to deal with that. And that is the reality. And that, to me, would demonstrate that there are so many vacant posts in the service.
So that means that...
We don't want to go down that route. We want to get this resolved in the WRC. We're looking for meaningful engagement to resolve this issue, because
But if you don't get that, we are not talking continuation, we're talking escalation.
We're talking escalation. But at this point, we do not want to escalate. We want, what we're doing is demonstrating the problems we have. We put our objectives are very clear, and we need them addressed, and we need that to be taken seriously. We were the best part of 6 months in the WRC process. We made minimal progress. We had to actually embark to the brink of industrial action to get last year's graduates recruited, even though there are 700 vacancies. It does not make sense. When they did the paying numbers and the numbers came down, the HSE said that there's been 26,000 extra staff in the HSE in the last 5 years. There was 250 extra psychiatric nurses employed during that time.
Okay.
And they were all development, new posts.
Okay. Peter Hughes, thank you very much. That is Peter Hughes, General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.